We continue our learning. Nishmas David ben Menachem b'shem Yicham Yaakov b'vidchav Zeliyahu Uri Menachos Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Shtei Halechem Niloshos Achas Achas V'nei Efos Achas Achas. The two breads which are brought on Shavuos are supposed to be kneaded with a K one at a time. We don't make a big dough and then separate them and make two challahs, but rather each one is kneaded alone. And they're ne'efos achas achas. They're also baked separately. You have to put one, you don't put them in the oven at the same time. But the lechem apanim, nilosh echad echad v'ne'efeh shnaim shnaim. The lechem apanim, the 12 loaves, which we have every Shabbos on the Shulchan, those are also kneaded one at a time, separately, like the shtei alechem, but they can be baked and should be baked two at a time. So we have the 12 loaves, you put two at a time, and then after six times of baking, you have all 12 loaves. Where does this learn from? So the Pasuk in Vayikra Chavdalid, with respect to the Lechem HaPadim, says, Shnei Estronim Yeha Chalaha Achas. The fact that we focus on Chalaha Achas, that teaches us that the Lechem HaPadim are supposed to be kneaded separately. And we learn the Shtei HaLechem from the Lechem HaPadim. Just like the Lechem HaPadim brought every Shabbos, have to be kneaded separately, as it says, so too, the Shtei HaLechem should also be kneaded one at a time, the ones that we bring on Shavuos. But regarding the baking, this is the halacha here is different. This, the Braisa says the following. How do I know that when it comes to lechem apanim, we bake them two at a time? Tamalamar, same the pasuk in Vayikra Chavdalet as well. Pasuk Vav, the next pasuk says, Visamta osam. Now that's a reference to the lechem apanim. So on the one end, Yihyaha chalaha achas, they're needed. They're needed separately. Shnei Asronim Yahachalah Achas. On the other hand, when it comes to Visamta Osam, the first placement of them, which is a reference to placing them in the oven, should be Osam, Visamta Osam. They are going to be placed at two at a time in the Tanur. So maybe I should derive the Shtei HaLechem from the Lechem HaPanim as well. And just like when it came to the kneading, we said that the Shtei HaLechem should follow the Lechem HaPanim, the model of the Lechem upon him, and they're kneaded separately. Maybe they should be baked separately as well. Tamalamar osam. What does it say? Visamta osam. You shall place them. Now that them is not only a reference to the fact that the lechem upon him on the shulchan should be baked two at a time, osam in plural, but osam teaches it they osam and not velosh de halechem. And the Baruch Tanura tells you why we can darshan that word twice. Shehayala lomar visamtam. It didn't have to say visamta osam. Just visamtam. Place them in plural in the oven. No, visamta osam. Place them, number one, in plural, meaning only the lechem apanim can be baked two at a time. But osam, only they, and that implies that other types of bread, i.e. the shtei alechem, should not be baked two at a time. Rather, they are baked separately. Then the Mishnah says, uvitfus Haya osa osam tefus. The Mishnah uses the word tefus tesfe vav samach, but we in Hebrew use the word defus with a dalet. It means the same thing, which is you used where they used a mold in order that the chalos would be shaped in a specific way. Ukshehu radan. And when he would remove them from the oven, also nostrum bitfus, they'd be put in another mold. Kadesh alo yiskalkulu, so they wouldn't break apart. The Gemara, Bryce actually says, there were three defusim, there were three molds that they used. Number one, they would have a defus when it was still dough. And then there was a defus they used when they put it in the oven. And there was another defus after they removed it from the oven that they put it in so it wouldn't break. What exactly did the lechem apanim look like? Not typical loaves. So the Gemara says they were kemin teva prutza, like a box that was broken open, which means they've taken like the letter U. So you have the bottom and the wide, let's assume it's a very wide U. And so you have the bottom and you have the two sides, the two walls. So it's like a box, but the cover was taken off. That's what the mold did. That's what the lechem apanim looked like on the shulchan. Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Beis. Echad Shtei Halechem Me'echan Lechem Apanim Lishasan Va'arichasan Bachutz Va'afiyasan Bifnim. whether it be the Shtei Alechem or the Lechem Hapanim, the halacha was the same regarding the kneading and the shaping, which could be done by chutz outside the Azara. You did not need to knead it or shape it outside the Azara, inside the Azara. It could be done outside. But Vaviyasan Bifnim. But the baking of the Lechem Hapanim and Shtei Alechem had to be done inside the Azara. The Einon Dochos is a Shabbos. And another halacha, the Mishnah says, they don't override the Shabbos, which we'll learn a little bit later. General rule, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that against Rabbi Eliezer, that when it comes to being Doche Shabbos, even when it comes to karbonos that override the Shabbos, if there's an aspect of the preparation that could have been done before Shabbos, so then we don't allow that to override the Shabbos. It's true when it comes to Bris Mila as well. The Mila itself must be done on the eighth day. And if that eighth day is Shabbos, it can be done. That fact that we're making a wound and that's a malacha, that's allowed. But any preparation, bringing the knife, bringing the baby, all of that, we should not be doing malacha, in which any malacha that could have been done in advance. So here the Mishnah says, so they the when it comes to the Shtei Alechem and Lechem Hapanim, so the preparation in terms of the kneading and the baking, so all of that is that couldn't be done before Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Koma Sehim Bifnim. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakama. Tanakama had said that the Lisha and the Aricha could be done b'chutz. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no. Not only is the afia done inside, he believes even the lisha and the aricha, even the kneading and the molding, should be done inside the azara. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo'olam hevi ragi lomar, a person should always be accustomed to say, shtei alechem alechem apanim ksheres ba'azara, the shtei alechem and the lechem apanim are kosher to be done in the azara, but uksheres be'beis pagi, but they're also kosher to be done in beis pagi. What's beis pagi? So the Rambam explains earlier in the seventh parak, Beis Pagi is an area outside Har HaBayis, and it's a place where they would generally bake the menachos, which is where they would typically bake the chalos todo and the rekike nazir, the chalos which we mentioned in the past of the korban todo and the rekikim, the wafers of the nazir. So that was done in Beis Pagi. The point of Rabbi Shimon is that all the whatever the shtei alechem lechem upon him, the lisha, the aricha, and even the baking were kosher to be done outside the Ezra. So we have a three ram machlokas. Tanakama says the lisha and aricha can be done outside, the afia must be done in the Ezra. We have Rabbi Yehuda is very strict, everything's done bifnim in the Ezra. And Rabbi Shimon says no, everything can be done outside. Even the afia, he had a mesorah from his rebbeim. There's no proof text for this, but that this was the case, and therefore he said it in a way, la'olam hevi ragi lomar. Person should always be accustomed to say, because this was a mesorah that he had, and we shouldn't forget it, the shtei alechem melechem apanim are ksheros not only be'alzara, but in Beis Pagi as well. This idea that according to the Tanakhama that we can do, or even according to Rabbi Shimon, that we can do the Lisha and the Aricha Bachut, so we have to question, if you remember we learned in the ninth parak, we spoke about the different kalim that were used as dry measures, to measure the flour. So Rabbi Akiva was of the opinion in Parak Test Mishnah Hay that the kalim that were used for flour, let's say for the Yisaron as an example, were not considered klisharis. They didn't have the kedusha of klisharis. So then it makes a lot of sense that the flour that was measured in them did not make the Yisaron Kadosh at all when they're placed in that Kli. They weren't placed in the Kli Sharis. And therefore it's understandable why this could be done. The kneading and molding could be done outside the Azara. But according to the other opinion, that they were Kli Sharis. So then what would happen? You put the flour inside and now you're going to take them out to knead them. So that would be the Psul Yotze. That certainly should not be allowed. And according to other Tanoim, we would not allow this to be done outside the Azara. It must be done like in the Azara, like Rabbi Yehuda had said. Now, what is another problem as well? And that is the Tanakhama, if they're going to hold on the one hand, what, the kneading can be done outside, but the baking can be done inside. It must be baked inside because we assume that the oven, that's where you're putting the loaves, when they're baked, the loaves become kadosh in that oven. So if that's going to be true, so why should there be a difference between the ovens on the one hand and the kalim on the other? The kalim that when you put the yisara and all of a sudden I put it in the oven, now all of a sudden it's kadosh. The answer is yes. The Gemara says there's a difference between the dry measures, which were, according to Rabbi Akiva, were not kadosh, and the ovens, which in fact were kadosh, and that's why they became kadosh in the oven, and that's why it had to be done, according to the Tanakhama, in the Azara.